Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, with air codes and map apps at every driver's fingertips, is there a need for taxi drivers to know their local area inside out anymore? The National Transport Authority recently announced that changes are on the way for the area knowledge module of the taxi driver entry test. Our reporter Maura Fay has been finding out what's behind the change. She joins us now. Morning, Maura.
Morning, Colin.
Just to explain maybe to listeners, what does the taxi driver entry test involve?
So to give it its proper title, the Small Public Service Vehicle Driver Entry Test is a mandatory exam for anyone who wants to become a licensed taxi driver in Ireland. The test is divided into two modules, the Industry Knowledge Module, and then there is the Area Knowledge Module. This focuses on geography, landmarks and routes of the county where you intend to operate. People who take this test take an average of 2.8 attempts to pass it. The Area Knowledge Test was brought in during 2009, and since then, we know there's been a lot of technological advances, and many are questioning the need for an area knowledge module in the test. Francie Graham is a taxi driver and he's owner of Cavan Cabs in Cavan Town. Francie told me that a lot of drivers after COVID do not want to work late at night, and it's his belief that the area knowledge test is acting as a barrier to new entrants to the taxi industry.
Most of the drivers, like myself, were all in the twilight zone, as I call it. You don't see too many 25, 30-year-old taxi drivers. And that comes down to the what it takes to obtain a licence. And like any guy thinking about getting into the business, he has to do an area knowledge test, which is pure ludicrous in this day and age, where everybody has an iPhone. Just punch in your air code, takes you there.
Explain to me how the area knowledge test works.
Well, when you apply for it, I think it's costing somewhere around 95 or 98 euro. It's a pass rate at something like 47% or something like that. If you have somebody that's trying to get into the game, well, like they're basically going to have to go study how to run a route, go to Ballyburgh, go to Kingscourt, go to Balturbet, Ballyconnell, find the easiest route for it and that. And I think it's an unfair in this day and age for someone to have to sit an area knowledge test. And like I've had a driver here who wouldn't be that academic, had a license at one time, let it lapse, and it cost him, well, he done the exam 8 or 9 times.
It took him 8 or 9 times to pass?
To pass it, yeah.
And do you have to have the area knowledge test to say if you were working in Cavan but then decide you want to go work in Leitrim? Do you have to sit another area knowledge test then?
I have to sit another area knowledge test for Leitrim, Sligo. We're in the catchment of Cavan, Monaghan. So we have to, you know, we would be up again Cavan, Monaghan, but basically it would be based in Cavan. If you decided that you were moving house, going to Athlone, you have to do a knowledge test in that area, be it Limerick, Galway, Cork, Kerry. It's all new tests.
Right, Francie Graham there of Cavan Cabs. I assume there are probably taxi drivers who don't share his view that it's time for that area knowledge test to go, Maura.
There are, Colm. Jim Waldron is a taxi driver in Dublin and he's also a spokesperson for the National Private Hire and Taxi Association, which represents around 4,000 taxi drivers. He is robustly against what he calls any dumbing down of the area knowledge test, and he refutes the suggestion that the test prevents new people from becoming taxi drivers.
I'd say it's absolute rubbish. I've been in the office only last week, actually, and there's a lad there getting his insurance. And he's in Ireland 7 months and he's passed the test. I'm very, very aware of lots of other people who are in the country a short time and they passed the test. So, you know, I can't understand why, if people can pass the test, you know, and they do. I mean, we've 1,000 new entrants in the last year. You know, so it's not a barrier. It should be a barrier in a sense that people shouldn't be allowed to enter into the industry unless they have a general knowledge of the areas that they're going to work in. I think it's important also to note that technology lets us down quite a bit. And technology, for example, at the moment, if you get into a taxi at Dame Street in Dublin and you want to go to the IFSC, technology will take you back up towards Christchurch, up around the quays and back down the far side, where a taxi driver who works in and around the area won't take you that way, take you more direct, straight through Westmoreland Street and down the quays where buses and taxis are allowed to drive. So technology is not always the answer. I do believe technology has a place, but it should be added on to the existing system that we have at the moment. It hasn't been broken. It's working. There's people pass the tests all the time. Let's get it going and add on the technology.
Now, the National Transport Authority is the body responsible for regulating the taxi industry here, and they've announced they're going to make changes to the area knowledge test. What changes are coming in?
So last month, the National Transport Authority announced the results of a review into this matter. The review found that passengers still want drivers to know their way around better than most people, but they're fine with them using online maps. So now the area knowledge test will focus more on motorways and transport hubs, plus key spots like tourist attractions. So the area knowledge test is remaining, but it's changing, and these changes become effective from October 1st.
Right. Many people will be possibly looking for an Oasis, a taxi this weekend in Dublin in particular because of the Oasis concerts. Have taxi driver levels recovered from where they were pre-COVID? Will there be enough to get them home?
So as of June 2025, the number of licensed taxi drivers in Ireland is just over 27,800, which is actually slightly higher than the pre-COVID figure of 27,300 in 2019. However, the picture is much more complex when you break it down regionally. 23 out of the 26 counties in Ireland have not returned to pre-COVID taxi driver numbers. So in Cavan, where Francie Graham operates, the number of taxi drivers is down 16% since 2019. In Monaghan, it's down 28.6%. Here's what Jim Waldron had to say about current taxi numbers.
They're above what they were in pre-COVID level. They've fully recovered. We would actually say there is actually a glut of taxis. There's too many taxis in the city at the moment. There's huge downtimes in the daytime. And we know we'll hear the complaints all the time when Oasis is on at the weekend. We know we'll hear the complaints, but there's not going to be 85 taxis sitting outside of Croke Park for 2 hours. So we will have complaints over the weekend, but I can guarantee you that if at this hour of the day, we're talking here at 11 o'clock or so, and I guarantee you, if you press an app now or step out on the street, you'll have a taxi instantly. And you'll have it instantly for probably 20 hours a day and a little bit of a wait for 4 hours late in the evening. And that's not about the shortage of taxis. That's about encouraging taxi drivers to come out and make the environment safer for them, which would mean part of what's up and coming is the transport police, that taxi drivers should be included in the conversation of that to try and make them feel safe for them few hours that we don't feel safe in.
All right, Maura Fey, thanks very much for that. Up next, Adam McGuire is here to tell us about the companies being fined for greenwashing.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.